I mentioned at the start of the programme that we were going to be speaking to a guest who has been growing his hair for 9 years but is going to be cutting it off this weekend for Kerry Cancer Charities. And I'm delighted to say that we're joined now on the line by him. It's Paddy Horgan. Paddy, good afternoon to you.
Hi Mary, thanks very much for having me.
I was having a look on the iDonate page. If anybody wants to have a look, it's idonate.ie, and if you search for Paddy's head shave in aid of Noreen Horgan, you will find a lovely picture of Paddy and his fine curls. Paddy, they're going to be coming to an end. So I suppose maybe first of all, tell us, you're doing this in memory of your late mother.
Yeah. So I suppose we'll start from the start really. And about 9 years ago, I kind of began growing out my hair just for the crack of it really. And as you say, I haven't got a haircut since. I might have the odd few curls cut out my eyes, but it just kept on growing since. And unfortunately, last August, my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and she sadly passed away in June after a tough 8-month battle with cancer. And when she was alive, we were saying that I'd shave off my head for her when she got better, but unfortunately, that wasn't to be. So now instead, I'm kind of doing it in honour of her and for the Kerry Cancer Services. So for the Kerry Cork Cancer Bus, the Oncology Ward in UHK, and the Kerry Hospice and Palliative Care. And again, I'm really just doing it because my mom, she loved the hair more than I did, really. Like, she would be looking up products and tips on how to keep the hair as good as possible more than I would.
Oh, fantastic. And tell us a bit about your mother then. You know, obviously, you mentioned there she suffered for a while, obviously, with cancer and those number of charities helped her during her time.
Yeah. So unfortunately, she was diagnosed about this time last August, in the middle of August, for the Rose of Tralee. And look, unfortunately, cancer is something that in society nearly everyone's been affected by it, or someone they know by it. And again, I can't speak highly enough of all those charities, like the Oncology Ward, the Kerry Hospice and Palliative Care. They do unbelievable work, not only for my own mother, but for every patient they've had in there. They're just unbelievable. I mean, we can't express highly, me and my family, enough how much they've done for us. And really, we want to give back to them as much as possible.
She had, it's a relatively short time, only August of last year, and then you lost her in June this year.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's quick to go, but that's kind of life. You have to keep the bright side out. But she had a good 8 months, even though we didn't know it was going to be her last 8 months. We just had it as good as it can be. And now I know she probably is disappointed now she won't physically be there to see me get my hair cut, but I'm sure she'll be watching down upon us to see it all happen.
Absolutely. So you said she had always had great interest in your hair, and she was buying new products or finding new products to look after the curls.
Yeah. So she has curly hair herself, and of course when I was young and going to school, kind of lads were getting fades and kind of side cuts, and I just decided for the crack read, I was like, sure, I'll just grow out my hair. And sure, she was only delighted because she said I was kind of bringing the style back. And she was just looking for tips and tricks, like coconut oil and avocado stuff to throw in the hair so I get it shiny and new.
It must be difficult to look after, I mean, because it is some head of her hair, and curls are hard to look after at the best of times.
Yeah, it is tough to maintain. I won't be missing getting up early for school or for work to shower just to get the hair right, or fighting against the wind, so I won't be missing that much.
And once it goes, then is that it then? Are you going to leave it, or will you let it grow back?
No, I think I'll stick maybe to a simpler hairstyle for a bit anyway. I won't go straight back to having long hair.
So tell us about the weekend. It's happening on Saturday, is it?
Yeah, it's happening this Saturday on August 19th at 8 o'clock in the Fahacourt Bar in Lestroy. And again, not only am I shaving my head on the night, but we're also going to have a raffle. And the top 5 prizes for the raffle is a €500 MDO shave voucher, a €300 oil voucher, one night stay for two in the Moorings B&B in Port McGee, a trip for two to the Skellig, 2 tickets for Picture This, and there's many more prizes as well in the raffle. And additionally, we're actually having an auction for a signed Kerry jersey from the players this year and a signed Man United jersey from last year. And again, we'll also have music by Shane Kennedy, and Bernard Casey is going to be the MC on the night, and he's actually the man tasked with cheering me.
Oh my God, the comedian Bernard Casey, no better man. So he's going to be doing the deed, he's going to be shaving off all the curls.
Yeah, he has the honour of it.
Fantastic. So just remind us there of those details. If anybody would like to donate, you have the iDonate page online.
Yeah, if they'd like to, they can give to the iDonate page. It's Paddy's Head Chase in aid of Noreen Horgan's Memorial Cancer Fundraiser. And again, we'd really be appreciative of anyone that can give what they can, because again, me and my family can't express how much gratitude we've had to all those Kerry Cancer Services, and they're great to support as they're so local and so helpful.
And you've a target of €12,000.
Yeah, we have a target of €12,000, so hopefully we can get to that.
Okay, so just remind us of the charities that the money is going to go towards.
Yeah, it's going to the Kerry Cork Cancer Bus, the Oncology Ward and UHK, and the Kerry Hospice and Palliative Care Unit.
Okay, well look, Paddy, all I can say is the very best to look to, very worthy charities indeed. Of course, I have to say there is a load of messages flooding into you, congratulating you and saying you're such a fantastic young man for doing this in aid of your mother. Look, it is lovely, I have to say. I had a look at the page, you have a fine head of curls. For anybody who has a spare few bob out there and who can support you for doing this in memory of your mother, please do have a head along to the iDonate page. Well, look, Paddy, all I can say is the very best to look to you.
No bother. Thank you very much for having me.
No problem. Thanks for joining us. Paddy Horgan there, having his hair, his curls, which he's been growing out for 9 years, cut off this Saturday night by the comedian Bernard Casey at the Fahacourt Bar in Lestrae. And as you heard him mention there, the funds, hopefully he's hoping to raise €12,000, and all of the funds will be going towards cancer support services here in Kerry. As you heard him mention there, the Kerry Cancer Health Link bus, the oncology unit at UHK, and the Kerry Hospice Foundation and Palliative Care Services. So fingers crossed, between the head shave and the auction and the prizes there, they, as you heard him mention there, the raffle, that they will be able to make up that money, and that money will be able to go towards those three charities. So once again then, if you go to idonate.ie or even do a Google search for it, it's called Paddy's Head Shave in aid of Noreen Horgan, the O'Leary Memorial Cancer Fundraiser. So I love to hear that there, and I have to say there's so many messages coming in for Paddy there. One of them is, Paddy is an exceptional young man showing dedication, kindness and a keen interest in all that he encounters in life. Himself and his sister Katie have done stellar work for this event in the face of tragedy and sadness that they have let their great personalities and the community show the community. We are all indebted to them, and they deserve all the bright and all they deserve all that's bright and to bring them comfort to their dad Patsy and the wider family. They're wonderful people. Lots of love that comes in from Sean the Goatman in Port McGee, Paddy's uncle and godfather, and thanks very much for that one, Sean.